This is the University of Northern Colorado Bears Coaches Show. Live at the Goat Sports Bar on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Blake Olson.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. I'm Blake Olson along with Matt Gaider, the new color analyst for UNC Bears football. And this is the UNC Bears Coaches Show with the star of the show, the brand new head coach at the University of Northern Colorado, Ed Lamb. And first of all, coach, welcome to Greeley. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And welcome to the GOAT.
Thank you. Nice spot.
It's
great,
great spot.
Great vibe.
Yep.
Great crowd.
It'll get better as the season goes along. Mm-hmm. I think there's another sporting event going on over on campus, I think. I don't know. What is it? Volleyball?
Yeah, I got a big volleyball game against CSU right now.
Okay. Terry Gaber is our super fan coach. He's right here.
Terry.
And shockingly, he's not at the volleyball game.
That's big time.
Yeah.
You had to make choices. A tough choice tonight.
Exactly. So that shows you how much he cares about the football program and how much he supports you and what you're doing over at Northern Colorado. We have a bunch of Bears fans here at the GOAT in West Greeley. If you don't know where the GOAT is, find Chick-fil-A. It's right by Chick-fil-A. And it's in that area where Popeyes is as well. I know that, Matt. Coach, let's start with this. First of all, a lot of these people, a lot of fans listening tonight, and a lot of people here may not know why you chose to come to UNC from BYU. Why did you choose this job?
I've been looking for several years for an opportunity to become a head coach again, and I really enjoyed the first and only prior to this chance I'd had to be a head football coach was at a place that was a little bit underfunded. It was at a place that was very much a bootstrap community, decided to go Division I with their university and hadn't had much success, hadn't had any success at the Division I level. And, you know, they were on an 18-game losing streak. And so in year three, we won the first championship in school history and then got invited to the Big Sky a couple years later and won that. And it was just a great run. And I missed that. I missed being able to affect the lives of each player on the team, the you know, having the responsibility for the coaches and their families. And I miss the weight of the decisions that I made on a daily basis. And so I was really looking for an opportunity. And so many similarities with Northern Colorado and that Southern Utah job were just a program that and a community that deserves more success. And I think the pieces are in place. And just was really excited to really take on the challenge of building a program here in Greeley.
So, Coach, you kind of have that prior experience in the Big Sky Conference while being at Southern Utah. Now that you're back here, the conference has obviously changed a little bit. But how do you think that experience in the past is going to help you this year moving forward?
Well, it's a good question. To be fair, that I don't have any really familiarity with the current conference other than what I've studied. You know, since I've taken the job, I know many of the coaches were in the conference at that time, and I've coached against them, known them for years, know their styles. But the thing I would say that I'm drawing on, and the reason I think we're hitting the ground much faster than we did at Southern Utah is when I took that job, I didn't have a lot of convictions about being a head coach. I had hope that I could get it done. I was willing to work hard to get it done, but you know, a lot of it was a guess. It was theory, and to have some proven convictions and then have the chance to go back, you know, and be an assistant at BYU, a place where, you know, success is demanded every year and expected, and you know, eight wins is a very mediocre season there. And so you know, I was able to test a lot of those convictions, and I wasn't running the program, and so there were things being done there that were like the way I would do it, and there's things that were not the way that I would do it. And to, you know, to be able to draw conclusions on how I might do things the same as my first opportunity to be a head coach and how I might do things differently based on what I learned there.
Coach, you have basically completed now fall camp. You have one day of preparation before you kick it off. On Thursday night, by the way, 6 o'clock on KFKA on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, the pregame show begins at 5 o'clock. and at Abilene Christian. Coach, fall camp can be grueling for not only you, the players, the coaching staff, but also your families. And I would imagine you haven't seen a lot of them the past month.
That's right. Yeah, it's early mornings, late nights. You know, last thing when I leave for work in the morning, I'm feeding the animals, the horses and the chickens, and then as soon as I get home, I got to do the same. And so that's why I think you commented on my outfit.
Yeah,
I'm not sure whether you were being sarcastic or not. there's manure on these boots and
nice.
These jeans are pretty tattered. But yeah, that's you know, I've only really seen the family in the early morning and late at night here for the last month or so.
You love horses, though. You love the whole agriculture scene.
Yeah.
A guy from California, you would never think that.
Yep, no, that's right. I do. I enjoy the farming, the gardening, the taking care of the land. I enjoy taking care of animals. I enjoy that stewardship. I see a lot of similarities. I've made a lot of friends in the ranching industry, and that's one of the fun activities is to take the horses up and let them work around the cattle and to talk to them about inputs and outputs and how that affects their herd. It's a lot like football. You know, there's inputs and outputs, and we want to grow these guys and take them to market. And that's what Thursday's all about, is taking these boys to market and seeing what we can get out of it.
So, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in your introductory press conference when you first got introduced here as a new head coach, you talked about how you like to plant asparagus everywhere new you go and kind of plant those roots and kind of dig in. Can you just talk about what that means here and kind of embracing the Greeley community?
Sure, yeah. The asparagus thing, people bring that up. That seemed to gain a lot more traction than I thought it would, but it just, for many years now, it has become my standard answer. If you follow college football, if you understand it, you know that it can be difficult for anybody to stay in one place forever. It's, you know, I mean, you look at the history, guys like, Bobby Bowden, Lavelle Edwards, even those guys were asked to move on. Bobby Knight, you know, coaching is if you have success, it's almost hard to meet those increased expectations year after year. And then if you don't have success, they give another guy a try. So, you know, to say, yeah, everywhere I move, I'm going to plant an oak tree and, harvest acorns, you know, maybe that's not realistic, but asparagus takes 3 years. And, in order to get a good harvest. So we put that deep in the ground and it came up this spring. And of course we didn't harvest any, too spindly right now, the asparagus, but we're looking forward to seeing it come back in year two and seeing it flourish in year three and beyond. And just making the best legacy that we can make here as a family in Greeley. And a lot of that just has to do with how successful we can build this football program.
Hey, before we move on to football, more football, Coach, who are your kids, your wife? Yeah. Talk about them. Who are they as you make your home here in Greeley?
Yeah, thanks. I'll start with my son, 13-year-old son, Edward. He's our youngest son. And a reason I start with him is he's the mascot of the family. He shapes the family, and he requires a lot of care. A lot of consideration. He changes everything. You know, what we can do, what we can't do, is really dictated by him and his care. And yet, we wouldn't trade it. We wouldn't change it. You know, our goal has always been to keep him in our home for as long as we possibly can, and to continue to attack the challenges in every way that we need to. That's what got me into the horse world originally, was seeing how much enjoyment he got out of being on horseback and how that changed his demeanor, and it was something that we could do. So my wife Sarah and I, we met in junior high. So we've been friends since junior high. We started dating when we were sophomores in high school.
That's
and
awesome.
we've been together ever since. I've never had another girlfriend, so it was just one girl all the way through, and we're in it through thick and thin. And then we've got, I guess since I started with the youngest boy, my next is Summer. She's 16. She's still at home with us. So she had a tough move in the middle of her sophomore year from Provo, Utah to Greeley. She's at Greeley West High School. She's made some great friends. She's really flourishing here. She's glad we moved. And that's really a miracle for a 16-year-old that you move in January to have that kind of outcome. We've got a 19-year-old, Amelia. She's a student at BYU, and so she actually just went back today. But she was here with us for the summer working at Banner Health. She is studying nursing, and so she was working in a cardiology clinic with Banner. And then My daughter Anna just accepted a teaching job last summer at Greeley West High School. So I actually have three now at Greeley West High School. My son Edward, who's a freshman, and then summer is a junior now, and then my daughter Anna teaches art there. She's 23.
That's all. She's the artist of the family, huh?
Well, she I think she's a little more inclined like me. Maybe she's it's not her her forte, but she's willing to study it. And she and
that's awesome.
She was an English major like me, and, and I think she intended to teach English, but they had an art position open, and she really wanted to be in Greeley.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. And you can ask the next question, but I have to ask you, Coach. Have you seen art these days? I think she can do it. I think
no comment on that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
So I know that something you've talked with a lot of the guys about is just wanting them to embrace the community and get to a lot of the other UNC sporting events. I wasn't able to be at the volleyball game, but I heard that you did the first serve at that game. How did that go?
Well, that I had forgotten about that. And, that's difficult, man. I really, to tell you how much skill's involved with that, I actually hit it and was expecting it to be like this amazing serve as I was watching it, and then it just hit the net. Like, it just completely died. And, in my own defense, I didn't practice or anything like that. I think maybe part of my role is to actually make the girls look good, by stepping up there and showing everybody how hard it is. But it was harder than I thought it would be, and I've never played any volleyball. I was shocked at how light the ball was, just wasn't sure what to do with it, and it completely showed.
That's great. Now, that's surprising. You're from California, Coach. I mean, you're supposed to know how to serve a volleyball, right?
Yeah, I guess people do it. I was just doing other things. I didn't know anybody who played volleyball.
That's great. All right, you are listening to the UNC Coaches Show with Head Coach Ed Lamb in his first year at the helm for the Bears. We're thrilled about it. We can't wait. Matt Gaeter is here, our new color analyst for the radio broadcast. Come on down to the Goat in West Greeley. Enjoy some good food, good fun. Bring your family on down every Tuesday night. You can also see Terry Gaber, super fan with his marvelous mustache. He brought me some olives, Coach. We'll talk about that later. There's a story behind that. And we have much more to come from the GOAT on the UNC Coaches Show right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the GOAT in West Greeley. Come on out. You still have time. Vincent King, linebacker for the University of Northern Colorado, will be with us after Coach goes back to work. I'm sure you're going to watch some more film.
That's right. Yeah, well, nowadays we can take the video home with us. So
right.
It's, access the – yeah. Nowadays we can take the video home with us, access it from home. There's an opportunity to work around the clock if we desire.
Sounds good. You know what I love about you, Coach? You said video. Yeah. I've worked so long in this business. All the old coaches, when I used to cover the Dallas Cowboys, every coach would say film. Then when I moved into the Denver Broncos, they would say video. And now I'm being corrected by young people. It's not video. It's digital images. Right, but we still go back to film sometimes.
Oh yeah, digital images. Haven't thought of that.
See, you're not a big social media guy, are you, Coach?
Absolutely not. No.
So you don't. You have a Twitter account, or
I do. Yep, I have a Twitter account for the purposes of direct messaging recruits. I've never posted a tweet. I guess I've never tweeted is the right word. Never tweeted anything. Never liked anything. Yeah,
that's great. I know it's a silly word.
I might have other accounts on other social media platforms because originally it was the BYU recruiting staff that insisted that I get a Twitter account. I guess you'd call it. Yeah,
that's great. I love that. Yeah. I respect that so much. Unfortunately, I use it because it's such a great platform for fans to see. But if I could do what you're doing, I would do it. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for your efforts on it.
And just so you know, so you're up to date, Coach, because I know you care. Now it's called X.
Oh, okay? Wow. Okay.
So you're X-ing. So the next recruit that you talk to, you can say, listen, I appreciate it. I just wanted to X you back.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's I'm gonna. It's taking me getting used to the pronouns and X. So that's a, Twitter's new pronoun, I guess.
I love
it. I'll work on that.
I love it.
But I'll work at it.
You're doing a great job of recruiting.
So, Coach, I just kind of want to ask you a little bit about just the history of UNC football. Obviously, since moving up to the Division I level, have never won more than six games. Best record has been 6-5. The most recent time that happened was back in 2016. So it's been a while since we've seen some success here. What is you? What does success look like to you this season and moving forward? And I'm not asking for a specific record. I don't want you to predict what it's going to look like, but just what is success this season?
Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, the thing is that any of the players that if you talk to them, they'll tell you. This program right now is really demanding. It's a high level of effort and accountability that we demand of every participant in the program, and so it's not fun without winning. And so we have to win. That's you know that's what gives me credibility as a coach. That's what gives me the credibility to keep asking for what I've been asking them for. And so it's really important that we have success now. I want players to make sure that we take things in context. Right now, the most important success criteria that we can have is we have one game, and that's all we have, right? But honestly, we don't know how good Abilene Christian is, and so to win this game and then find out maybe as the season takes more shape in 6 or 7 weeks that Abilene Christian is not a very good football team, you know, that's not going to be our greatest moment in the season. But right now, it's all that we have, so we're chasing that full speed ahead. I can tell you that we expect to win every single week. I would not, you know, I'm very honest with these guys, I would not ask them to show up at practice every day and work as hard as we work if we were somehow going to throw in the towel and say, well, this, you know, this is the one that's going to be difficult for us to win. We need a bunch of luck. We expect to prepare and expect to win every week.
Coach, you have made some adjustments and switched some players around, and all these guys who have changed positions, they've really handled it well, haven't they? Kanapke is one of them. And, yes, it is Kanapke. I just found that out from Matt this week. And Kanapke is one of those players. But they've done a great job in, you know, accepting their role now.
Sure, yeah, they've bought in. I think in most cases they saw the logic. You know, we have a responsibility to teach them why we want to make those moves. And teach them our system, and the reality is that in a lot of systems, the lining up in the same exact position and doing the same exact thing, or substantially close to it, is just called two different things by two different sets of coaches. So, I think in some of those cases, it's less change. Napke's certainly one of those where it was, you know, wasn't a huge change from where he typically lines up on the field, but he did answer the call, gain some weight, gain some strength, and he's ready to play at that position. You know, a huge change was Micah Nanning, who moved from one side of the ball to the other. That's probably the most significant change we've had. He's in a starting role right now. He's gained the weight that we've asked him to gain. He continues to work at that, and we're excited about what he brings. But overall, every player on the team has been willing to make changes of some type in doing what we've asked them to do.
So, Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about starting quarterback Jacob Sermon. He's sixth-year senior, I believe, but this is really his first year coming into the season, wherever, whatever school he's been at, knowing he's the guy and going to be the starter. Yeah. What are your expectations of him kind of moving forward this year?
My expectations are that he's going to have an incredible season. All he has to do is keep doing what he's done, which is work like he works every day. I've said it many times. It's well documented. He has pro ability. And every if I were to form a checklist of everything that I would look for in a quarterback, he has all of them. And so that doesn't mean that he's perfect or he's a finished product. We're incredibly hard on him every day. We criticize, we critique, we ask him to make changes and adjust, and he does that. And that's one of the biggest reasons that I believe that he's going to have an incredible season and have an opportunity to play this game for a long time.
Coach, we have 30 seconds, and I asked you this yesterday. Why is it important, in your opinion, to have nerves and be a little nervous before a big game like this?
Yeah, nerves, butterflies, that's our body getting us ready for to accomplish amazing things of substance. You know, we do something easy, we don't get butterflies. There's no reason to. So I hope our guys are a little bit nervous, a little bit on edge. If I just have 10 seconds left, I know you're having Vinny come on here, Vincent King. I just want to help introduce him. All you need to know about Vincent King is that today at practice. You know, this is a guy we expect to play more reps than anybody else on defense. We expect him to have an amazing season. And yet when it came time for volunteers to work the scout team special teams, he was out there working that while some other guys were kind of hiding it over by the water. So if you played football, you understand that's all you need to know about a guy.
Boy, that is a great story. And all of us that have watched him play over the years, we know his motor doesn't stop, and we're excited to watch him. We're excited to watch you, Coach. New head coach, Ed Land, getting ready for Abilene Christian coming up on Saturday. Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Thursday. Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Matt Gaider and myself will continue here from the GOAT on the UNC Coaches Show right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You still have time to come out, get an autograph with Coach, and Vincent King is here as well. Stay with us. We have more to come right here on the home of the UNC Bears, KFKA. Hey, welcome back to the GOAT in West Greeley. We're getting ready for UNC football in two nights, Thursday night at Abilene Christian. The Bears and the Wildcats under new head coach for the UNC Bears, Ed Lamb. We just talked to him the last half hour. I'm Blake Olson along with Matt Gaider, and now we're going to talk to the superstar linebacker, one of my favorite players, Vincent King from Smoky Hill High School. Let's hear it for Vinny King.
Thank you.
How you doing, Vincent?
I'm doing really well, really well. I'm excited for what's to come. So,
well, what happened today? I mean, that must have been an overjoy. What's the word? Just a joyful practice, because you guys know that you have walkthrough tomorrow, basically. Or, well, you just get on the bus,
yeah,
or you head out to the airport, and here we go to Abilene. The work is, for the most part, finished.
It's here. We're ready to go today. The energy was definitely there because everyone's just excited to hit somebody new finally. We're done. We're sick of going against the same people every day. So
I want to ask you a little bit, just kind of, and obviously being former teammates, but now under Ed Lamb, how has the culture changed here going from the McCaffrey era and previous coaches to now with Ed Lamb leading the team?
Nothing against what we had before, yeah, but this new coaching staff change has just brought everyone together, I think, a little bit more. It's made more of a sense of community and appreciating, like, what we have and who we are as, like, UNC. It's really made it easy for a lot of people to buy in because the coaches are so easy to relate to, and they understand, like, what you need as a player and where they want you to be, and they're very upfront with you and what they want from you. So they really set a tone of, like, this is what it's going to be. You have to buy in, and if you don't, I mean, it just won't work out for you to be here. So it's really a lot of people just bought in, and then they see the results from that, and it's like, okay, it's go time with that. So,
okay, what was Matt Gaider like as a teammate? Was he a good teammate, or was he selfish?
You don't need to answer that.
Did he go around begging kids to ask him for his autograph? How was Matt as a teammate?
There's a lot, but great guy. I loved playing with you. So, I mean, he always brought the intensity to every day. I mean, it just – Played dirty, which is what you need as an old lineman, and I loved it.
Was he dirty? Really?
At times, but I mean, that's what you need. That's what you need. Yeah, you need that. So, and he made it fun for sure. I love playing with Gator. So,
well, the offense thinks you're kind of dirty.
I'm sure. Yeah,
you're supposed to be.
You have to.
You're a linebacker, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know you didn't ask me, but I will say, I felt like it was a love hate. Like, I hated playing you.
Always, yeah.
Like, it was great having you on the team, but in practice it was like, can we get him somewhere else? And I didn't even have to go against you that often. You were on the edge. But I think that's the biggest compliment as a teammate is
thank you.
Anytime you have to go against someone and it's like you hate going against them, it's like that's the respect
you.
There.
Thank you. No, and it was mutual for sure. Yeah.
And that's a great point, because I see these guys, they are so frustrated with you in practice. The offense absolutely hates you.
They do.
Yeah, no, and that's a challenge also, because you go a month in fall camp, and it's kind of like offense versus defense.
Yes.
Now you got to come together now and hug each other after some of those, you know, hits that you delivered, right? Can you talk about that relationship?
Yes. The past 2 weeks, it's been funny, because we're at practice, and, like, we talked about the offensive score touchdown and the defense is like, dang, like, what are we doing? And then after that practice, we're like, okay, we're a team now. Like, we should all be cheering for the offensive score, even if it is on us. And these last 2 weeks have been a lot of growth of us, like, coming together and getting ready to beat another team. So I think these past 2 weeks have been at practice is just, like, showing us, like, okay, now it's time to come together and really be one. So
today you guys just wrapped up your final practice and final time hitting each other. So are you ready to go for Thursday, get on the plane tomorrow, and then finally get to hit someone else for the first time in almost a year on Thursday?
Yeah, no, people are itching. We're all itching. We all need it. I mean, the smack talk is never ending. So it's just funny because we're all chirping, but we all know the end goal is to go against someone else. And today I think really showed a lot of people, like, we're ready for it. I mean, we're itching, so.
Okay, two questions here. First of all, you're like a social media guru. Can you explain all this to me? What's your platform? And let the fans know how they can find you.
Okay. I was on TikTok. I started doing TikTok during COVID year. Kind of tapered off, not really on it as much. It started just like I look like Trevor Lawrence, so it's just easy to make like fun videos like that, and just like my Twitter handle is the girl from Tangled, like Rapunzel, because my hair, it's just like silly stuff like that.
He has long blonde hair. This is radio, just so you know.
And then Instagram, it's just normal Instagram.
What do you put on these platforms?
The TikTok was a lot of those like silly videos, just like honestly making fun of myself, which is fun for me. It doesn't bother me. And then Instagram's a lot more of just like football related and just like who I am as like in another way.
Well, there aren't going to be a lot of people who make fun of you.
Yeah,
at least in person.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I have to tell the listeners this. If you want, because to me, I'm telling you, Vinny, I've been in this business broadcasting a long time, probably 40 years, and one of the funniest 15 seconds or 10 seconds. A video that I have ever seen. If you have an opportunity and you don't follow me on Twitter, this is a shameless plug here, @BlakeOlson1. I don't know if Terry Gaber, our super fan, is on X yet. Okay, we're gonna help you out, Terry. You need to see Vincent. He picked off a pass in camp. I think it was the first day of camp. I'm not sure.
I think it was. Yeah.
And it was like a walk-off home run, right?
It was the two-minute drill.
Yes, it was the two-minute drill. And we got the big, you know, muscular linebacker going deep into coverage. He picks off the pass, and he rips off his helmet, and his golden locks are just flowing in the wind. And Terry, here's what he did. He sprints as hard as he can, and everyone's just jumping up and down in the background, including his coaches, and he rugby punts the ball as far as he could. And it was a beautiful punt, by the way.
Thank you.
And what's funny about it, I think the ball ended up in the rugby field.
Did it really?
Yeah, you didn't know that part.
I didn't know it.
So, I mean, the expressions from everyone, it was the walk-off interception. Greatest video that I've seen in a long time. Did you put it on your platforms?
I retweeted it from you.
Thank you.
It was so funny. I showed my mom that. My whole family's sending me it. They're laughing. They loved the video that you put the music over.
Yeah, they liked that one. The rock music.
Yeah, they thought it was hilarious.
This crowd would appreciate it. I put heavy metal music over it, and you got him like he's running off stage, you know, throwing his guitar, you know, and just ready to jump off stage in the mosh pit or whatever. And it was one of the I'm gonna show it to you tonight, Terry, before we leave, but you can see it at Blake Olson 1, OLSON1. You got to plug your stuff,
have to,
because I don't have I have like 100,000 fewer followers for you. So, okay, I'm done. That was classic, though. Great job, Vinny.
Thank you. I'm glad I could do that for you.
So, thank you.
I want to change course here just a little bit. Obviously, you're a super good linebacker.
Appreciate
but if you
it.
Had to play any other sport in college, which one would you choose to play? Like, what do you think you would be the best at?
Oh.
And what do you think would be the most fun? So, two-part
okay.
question.
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
What I would be probably the best at? Oh, my goodness. If they had – oh, probably wrestling, because I was going to say like a UFC type of thing. Probably wrestling, yeah. I think I'd be the best at wrestling.
Compete with Aliris?
Yeah, I mean, that's a weight advantage. That's just – it's fair. Not fair in that way. But he'd probably get me somehow, though. And then what I think would be the most fun is basketball, but I've always been pretty terrible at basketball. So
me too.
I've seen you at those unified games.
I mean, oh, yes, in high school.
Your jump shot needs some work.
It does.
I think your muscles get in the way. That's the problem.
My mom, when I was little, she told me, she was like, you got to pick a sport. She's like, I've never seen you be bad at a sport except for basketball.
Yep.
she always
knew. And it was your mom who introduced you to football, right?
Yeah,
isn't
when I was like five, yeah.
And she took you out and said, you're going to play football.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Mom, yeah.
See, my wife is worried about our seventh grader playing his first middle school game tonight. She's not a football person. So, see, total opposites there. So you thank your mom all the time.
Always, right? Always.
How often do you talk to her?
Every day.
Every
every morning, every night, we give each other a little phone call.
What kind of football advice does she give you?
Honestly,
yes.
She just says kill him. It's every day. She's like, just do what you do and kill somebody. That's what she says.
I love it, man. Well, he's listening to you, Mom. No doubt. And we've got more to come. Matt Gaither is here. I'm Blake Olson. And Vincent King, the great linebacker from the University of Northern Colorado, is here at the GOAT in West Greeley. Come on out. And don't forget to check out the Bears coming up this Thursday at 6 o'clock. You can listen to the game right here on KFKA. We're going to take a break and come back with Vinny King after this from the GOAT. Stay with us. It is the UNC Coaches Show from West Greeley at the GOAT, right here, the home of the University of Northern Colorado, beautiful Greeley, Colorado. Terry Gaber is here, the super fan with his magnificent mustache. We have some other Bears fans here. We have a little raffle going on, gave out some UNC prizes. Matt Gaither is here, the color analyst for UNC games, and the great Vincent King. Linebacker. Now, are you a junior or a senior? Because you feel like you're a graduate student, you know.
Yeah, with COVID, the COVID year, yes. I'm a junior for football, but then a senior for school.
Gotcha. It's so confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing.
What, you know, when is it ever going to level out? It's never going to level out. I'm always going to be confused.
Yeah.
But your goal, I mean, obviously you'd love to play in the NFL.
That's the goal. That's always been the goal.
Is the goal to play two more years or see if you can get drafted this year?
Whatever God has in store for me, honestly. I mean, if it is two more years, it's two more years. If it's sooner than that, that's what it is.
If you want to get drafted, what are you going to have to do Thursday night and you want to start this tape, this video, this digital images of your highlights? You got to fly around and blow people up, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Describe it. Tell me what you're going to do.
Just got to go out there, do what my mom says. Got to kill people. Just play fast. Just continue to use my motor that I have and just play fast and free and everything.
But as a linebacker, I guess what I'm trying to – that was a horrible question, by the way, and I apologize. But as a linebacker – the angle, the pursuit,
yes.
The anticipation, man, you've got to be smart playing that position. Everybody thinks that you're Dick Butkus and that's it. However, you got to have some brains, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah, my mom actually sends me Dick Butkus highlights.
Does she? Yes. God bless her. Is this the greatest woman in the world?
She
or what?
Is, she is, she is.
Now, that was a dirty player.
Yeah.
At the same time, that was a football player.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? That's how they play. So she sends you videos of Dick Butkus.
Yeah. She's like, obviously I have to be a smart football player. I've been meeting with my defensive coach and going in every morning and looking at tendencies and learning more about, like, the offense to give me an extra edge to just react and play faster. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's all about, I think, just reacting and playing, like, fast and physical. So yeah, my mom, she loves the way Dick Butkus is playing.
You're gonna be the next Bears Hall of Fame linebacker.
I hope so.
Right?
Yes, sir.
There we go.
I
Mike Singletary and Dick Butkus. How's that? And then
perfect.
Vincent King.
Perfect.
I love it.
So can you just talk to me a little bit just about this defense as a whole? Obviously new coaching staff, you're gonna change schemes. You guys have a lot of playmakers on this defensive side of the ball yourself.
Yes,
Nick Norris, Jordan Apke.
Yeah.
What do you expect out of this defense this season?
Honestly, I expect a lot. I think we're all gonna this defense is really a do your job defense, and if the play comes to you, it comes to you. But just, I mean, if one of us eats, we all eat, you know. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to with this defense. We have playmakers like you said, Jordan, Nick, Tama, Cam Murray, Dustin, Hawk. There's, I mean, It's flooded.
You can name the entire defense.
I just keep going. Yeah. The whole D-line is stacked this year. I can't wait to see that rotation play out. I mean, this defense, yeah, it really comes down to just doing your job, doing what you have to do, like paying attention to film study to make sure you get those tendencies down. And if one of us eats, we all eat. And that's, I think it's a really selfless defense. So I'm excited to see how this turns out for us.
And kind of following up on that, what are your thoughts on our offense? Obviously, you're not a part of the offense, but having to go against them every single day in practice, looking forward to watching them go against someone else, I'm sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch Serm just let that thing fly against another, against someone, not tearing apart our defense, tear apart someone else's defense. The offense, I think, just compared to the past, I think it's going to really balance out our team a lot more. Yeah. Like, I mean, defense last year, we had games where we're on the field for 90 plays a game, you know, and it just wears you down. So I'm excited to see just a balanced team and us all work together and just, like, benefit each other. This offense, I think it really has, I mean, just explosive plays, and that's what changes the game. And I think that there's a lot of people who are coming back, so just that chemistry is just, I think it works well together. I'm excited to see them.
Hey, Micah, if you're still there, do you have any game show music by chance? I should have talked to you about this. I'm going to play a little game here. Okay, a little UNC Bears football game show. Our contestant is Vincent King from Aurora, Colorado, Smoky Hill High School. His mother wanted him to be a football player, and guess what? He turned out to be a great one here at UNC. All right. We don't have the music. That's okay. I didn't forewarn him on this. But, look at that.
There it is.
Bob Barker. Yes, Micah. Back at the mothership. Okay, here we go. So we have, you can keep, yeah, there you go. Keep it right under. So here's your question. I have no money to give you, no cars, no boats or anything like that, but I'll give you my friendship, okay, Vincent. How do you pronounce number two on your football team? What is his name?
Jordan Kanapke.
Hey!
I just learned that this fall camp, too.
Is that right?
I've been playing with him for, 3 years now? And everyone's always called him Napke. I didn't.
Same here. Matt just told me a couple days ago, and I go, great, I feel really stupid, even though I've only been here for a year. It is Kanapke. Okay, you win. Thank you, Micah, for the music. Go ahead, Matt, with the serious question.
So just no serious question, but just a little story about that with Jordan Kanapke. We were teammates for 2 years. I think I called him one time. It went to his voicemail, and the next thing I hear is, hi, you've reached Jordan Kanapke. And I was like, what? I was like, who? So then I called him back, or he called me back, and he was like, yeah, it's Kanapke. And I was like, I've been calling you Napke for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you've never once said anything.
That's what when I found that out, I go, you didn't want to correct anybody? He goes, I just don't really care. I've heard Napke my whole life. I was like, tell me.
That's your name.
That's your name, yeah.
That's my pet peeve. I mean, you go into locker rooms and you say, how do you pronounce it? Oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Because if your mother cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And she'll come and hit you if you mispronounce it, right? If you're the mother of a linebacker. Right.
Yep. So follow up on how do you say Sam's last name?
Oh,
now I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, it's a tongue twister.
We've got a segment here.
Yep. He's tried to teach me a lot of different words, and I just can't figure it out. I don't know how to say his last name. I don't.
You want to try, Matt?
The best I've gotten is Sam Iangi Amatuani.
There you go.
I think that
sounds good.
Iangi Amatuani.
We'll make sure with him, but that sounds good.
Iangi Amatuani. I agree with you. And you know what? Those guys up front, man. You talk about that defensive line. If you go to Twitter again, I've got a great hit. I'm not sure. Who was it? I think it was Miley, right?
Yep.
Miley is wearing 55.
Brooks.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, that's going to help you guys out up front, isn't it?
I cannot wait to see them just eat. I mean, with bringing in those guys, I think has elevated our D-line room, like, tremendously. Like, having those three transfers come in is just, like, everyone was like, whoa. Like, this is it's just nuts. I can't wait to see them. And playing behind them, I mean, I know I'm free. I'm not going to get touched. Like, they eat up.
Right.
Sam yesterday, we had a stunt. He ate up three of them. I'm like, it's
incredible.
It doesn't make sense.
So, trying to find out the right way to ask this question, I guess. Which position group do you think has the most depth at UNC? I would argue it's the deep between probably the defensive line or the tight ends.
Yeah, honestly, the the D-line, I think, is probably the most depth because it's the most competitive. Like, no matter how who you put in, there's no drop-off. Like, it's very consistent. The tight ends, yeah, very consistent. With, I mean, their size and just height and overall, like, aggressiveness, it's just like we're talking about it today in film study. We're not going to get a better look than what we get in practice from those guys.
Yep.
They run deep, so I love that room.
I posted this story on social media, and I want you to tell me how surprised you are at this, if you are at all. But Caleb Kwame had never played football before, and he has a chance to make the travel squad at UNC at corner.
Yeah.
The guy has never played high school football. You've been playing since you were five.
Yeah.
How surprising is that?
I didn't believe it at first. I was like, there's no way. Like, maybe he just didn't play when he was younger. Like, and then I got to, like, learn more about him and know him more, and I was like, they're not lying. Like, he never played before. And it's just like, I think that shows his natural ability just as an athlete, and just to be able to adapt like that is just something you don't see that. Don't see that very often. Coming from rugby where you can run, punt the ball, catch the ball, do whatever in one play, to playing corner and, I mean, excelling. For someone who's never played football before, he's excelling. So it's so awesome to see, and I think it's an inspiration for everyone to work that much harder, just seeing how he does.
Absolutely.
And that is a really great story. And so obviously you guys are going on the road tomorrow. And the 2 years that you have played, what do you prefer, road games or home games?
Oh, I love the away trips because I've only flown once, maybe like twice before in my life before.
Outside of football.
Yeah. Yep. So being able to travel, I was just like, this is awesome. I always try to get the window seat because it blows my mind. But playing at home and having our fans, and it's just like, that really gets me going because it's knowing that we're doing it for something bigger than us. I love that. I love that feeling.
And that's a beautiful thing about college football. A lot of people forget that. It's not just about getting to play the sport you love, but it's offering you an opportunity to see different parts of the country and experience that, right? I mean, that is so cool to be able to travel and get on a plane. A lot of players hadn't been on a plane, you know, before they played college football.
And it's true. I mean, last year, me and Bird, he ended up transferring out, but we traveled together.
Right.
And he, same thing. I was on a travel trip before that he traveled that game, and he'd never been on a plane either.
Wow.
So I gave him the window seat, and he was freaking out.
And especially in the Big Sky Conference.
Exactly.
Go to a lot of beautiful cities and places.
I mean, flying into Montana, I was like, I've never seen this before. It was just beautiful. And then when we played UC Davis my freshman year, I've never seen oranges on a tree before. And they were in Sacramento.
Wow.
And I was like, I remember driving the little bird scooter around for a little bit and just seeing all these. It blew my mind. It was so cool to me that it was just in the middle of the city. I've never seen that.
That's great. The things we take for granted, you know, and a lot of people don't get the opportunity. So fortunately, your mom got you into football.
Yes, my mom, and then David, which is pretty, he's my dad. He's my father figure at this point. And so he's really stepped up and just made a huge impact on me in my life. And he's just been a huge motivator for me in football as well. I love him.
Vincent, it's been great. We got to wrap this up. Matt, thank you very much, Vincent, for joining us tonight. We are just ecstatic about Thursday night's game. Good luck.
Yes,
go
sir.
Hit
thank
somebody.
You. Always.
Do your thing. We're going to be praying for you.
And
I know Bears fans are going to be thrilled. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
No, we're all good.
I'm ready to go. Matt Gaider's ready to go. He'll be our color analyst once again in the booth. Terry Gaber's ready to go. Texas, thank you. Micah, back at the mothership, thank you very much. Thanks to all the UNC Bears fans who made it here to the GOAT in West Greeley. We're going to talk to you next Tuesday after we get a victory at Abilene Christian.
Yes,
coming
sir.
Up this Thursday against the Wildcats. Vincent, go hit somebody.
I'll make sure to watch the Dick Butkus highlights before.
All right, I love it. We'll talk to you next week.